one in Belito and lots of other places too. Jasper, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm good too. We're all good. Glad to be alive. And Holler Trails is good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have actually at the moment a few drops of rain, but well, nothing that wouldn't stop me from riding.
Do you ride every single day?
I wish, no. Actually, I have a few rest days every week, and I just fit my riding in wherever I, well, need to go or need to do things on the trails.
But is that the way you keep your fitness, or do you do...
That's basically all I do, I ride. And every now and then, when it's really too bad or too wet to ride, then I run a little bit.
Bikes these days are pretty expensive, right? The good ones.
Well, you can spend a lot of money.
How much can you spend? Let's put it on the table here.
300 plus.
300 what? 100,000?
Yeah.
No, stop now. Yeah. 300,000 rand.
Yeah, price of a family car.
That's a house or a small car.
Small car, yes.
The Suzuki, what's it called? The one I'm driving, I've forgotten. But the Suzuki Swift, right? Yep. It's 220.
Yep, it takes 4 or 5 persons in comfort and style.
Wow.
And yet people spend it on a bicycle.
My goodness.
Then again, the other side of it is that bicycle that you buy for 300,000 is actually the best that you can get at the moment.
But what makes it different to any other bike?
It's like the, well,
the Rolls Royce of bikes.
That bike actually has won world champs, Olympic gold medals. That's the same bike that you're actually buying.
Yeah.
And you're not driving a Formula One car, but in cycling you can actually drive the Formula One off the bicycles.
And you see these at Holler Trails, obviously, these type
of
bikes.
Yes, they are there.
My goodness.
And for the amateur, they don't look much different than any other bike. So
you've shot me completely. But anyway, I'll pull myself together now.
Then again, it's not necessary.
Well, yes, I was going to say that. But anyway, if you can afford it, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's your money. If it's your passion, if you have all the other toys that you want, then
you can do what
get
you
a
want.
Bike like that. And it's the lightest, it's the fastest.
Yep. It's your money. You can do what you want
then
with
again,
your money.
Then again, spend 10% of that amount and you have a very good bike.
Okay. All right. Now, you were going to tell us something about, I think, Valentine's Day tomorrow?
Yeah, I was told it is Valentine tomorrow. I quickly had to think of a thing to do for Valentine. Let's do bike washes for the ladies tomorrow for free.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. And maybe give them a rose as well at the same time. But anyway.
So if you bring and I need to make a deal with the flower farm at the Sugarish Park.
If you bring your bike to Holler Trails tomorrow, you're a lady, then you will get it washed professionally.
Yeah.
Free of charge.
And they actually do a very good job. We normally charge a 65 rand for that.
Okay.
Or 55 for Holler members. And it's a lot of work. Actually, it's value for money.
And what does that entail exactly, the cleaning of the bike?
Basically, you hand in your dirty bike and they wash it, they loop the chain, and then they polish it as well.
Lovely.
So it looks like new. Even my old, scratchy, rusty bikes, they look like brand new when they come out of the bike wash.
All right, nice. Yeah. Now, let's talk Valentine's for a sec, because I think you're in a bit of a position. I think you're in the dwang, really. Because what is it your lady said to you yesterday?
Actually, don't do anything for Valentine.
And you see.
So that's a clear message that if I don't do anything, I'm in trouble.
As soon as a woman says that, right, don't do anything for Valentine's, and then you don't.
Oh, yeah, no, that's bad news.
You'll get the angry silence for like a week.
Yep.
I can actually quite enjoy that, in all honesty. But anyway, it's a whole other story. All right, just to finish off, tell us about Holler Trails and where are you and what time you open, that kind of stuff.
We're open every day from 6 o'clock till 16:30. In the weekends, we're open a little bit earlier. We're open at 5:30 and we're closing a little bit early at 15:30. We're just on the other side of the 102 in Sugarish Park, where you can also find lots of other things for entertainment.
Yeah.
Not as adventurous as Holler Trails, but definitely worth going for.
Lots of things to do in Belito, right?
Absolutely.
All right, mate, thank you so much. And good luck with that Valentine's thing with your missus.
Cool, thank you.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Cheers.
Have a good day. Thanks, man.